This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. She turned the course of American history by refusing to move from her seat on a bus. Rosa Parks, the woman known as the mother of the civil rights movement, died at her home last night. She was 92. NPR's Cheryl Corley has this remembrance.
She was born Rosa Louise McCauley on February 4, 1913, and she married Raymond Parks in 1932. By the early 1950s, Rosa Parks and her now deceased husband were longtime activists in Montgomery, Alabama's chapter of the NAACP. Parks worked as a seamstress at a local department store, and on her way home from work one day, she engaged in a simple gesture of defiance that galvanized the civil rights movement. It was nearly 50 years ago, December 1, 1955, when Parks challenged Montgomery's segregated bus seating policy by refusing to get up and give her seat to a white passenger. She told the story to NPR during an interview 25 years ago.
It was on the third stop when a few people got on and some white people got on and occupied the remaining vacant seats in the front of the bus. And there was one man left standing, and when the driver asked me if I was going to stand up, I told him no, I wasn't. And he said, well, if you don't stand up, I'm going to have you arrested, call the police and have you arrested.
When the police officer boarded the bus, Parks, who was 42, had one question for him.
I asked the policeman, I said, why do you push us around? He said, I do not know, but the law is a law and you are under arrest.
Parks' grassroots activism had prepared her for this moment. She had attended a session the summer before at the Highlander Folk School, the educational center for workers' rights and racial equality in Tennessee. Several years earlier, she had been thrown off a bus by the same bus driver. There were other black women in Montgomery who were arrested in 1955 for violating the segregated busing policy, but this time the black community fought back in force. The NAACP had been looking for a test case to challenge segregated busing, and Parks agreed to let the group take her case. The Women's Political Council also called for a one-day bus boycott, but the Parks arrest triggered a boycott that lasted 381 days. The Montgomery bus boycott was organized by a then little-known Baptist minister, Reverend Martin Luther King, Jr. In her autobiography called My Story, Rosa Parks said too often people thought she didn't get up that day because her feet were tired. During an interview with NPR in 1984, Parks said that was not the case.
At that time, I was not having any trouble of any kind with my feet. And, of course, anyone who works a full day at the type of job that I had would be weary. But that was not the uppermost thing. The uppermost thought in my mind was it was time, it was far spent for all of us as a people to be treated as human beings.
Parks lost her job and had trouble finding work in Alabama after her public stance. She and her husband moved to Detroit. For many years, she worked as an aide to Congressman John Conyers, who says Parks was like a saint.
She was very humble. She was soft-spoken. But inside, she had a determination that was quite fierce.
Rosa Parks remained a committed activist, working in the anti-apartheid movement in the 1980s and opening a career counseling center for black youth in Detroit. She received numerous awards, and in 1999, President Clinton presented her with the nation's highest civilian honor, a Congressional Gold Medal.
We must never, ever, when this ceremony is over, forget about the power of ordinary people to stand in the fire for the cause of human dignity.
In her later years, Parks battled with entertainers and others over the use of her name. Attorneys settled a lawsuit this year that sought to prevent the hip-hop duo Outkast from using her name as the title of a song. In 1994, her home was invaded by a 28-year-old man who beat her and took $53. Parks was treated at a hospital and released. She was rarely seen in public after 2001, but nearly a decade earlier, in an interview with NPR, Parks said she believed there were still obstacles to overcome. She wanted young people to understand their rights and to be aware of both the current conditions of black Americans as well as the suffering that occurred in the past.
And to be willing and ready to prepare themselves through a better education and dedication to making conditions better for all people.
the mother of the modern-day civil rights movement, Rosa Parks, died in her Detroit home of natural causes. Her attorney says close friends were by her side. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.